I'm joined on Radio Jackie today by Karen Liebrich, who is the director of Chiswick Flower Market and also the founder and director of Abundance London. So Chiswick Flower Market has set up a community project. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
So the flower market was set up 3 years ago by a group of local residents. None of us are paid. We're all doing it because we wanted to save the high street and or reinvigorate the high street. And we wanted to do green things. We're all interested in nature and the environment as well. So it's a market. It's on the first Sunday of each month, every month except January. And we have about 40 stalls and we get thousands of people coming.
Now, you're investing in the makeover of Chiswick High Road. Is that correct?
Well, we wanted to reinvigorate Chiswick High Road, which had quite a few empty shops and was a bit sort of drab and a bit Like all high roads throughout the country, is suffering from competition with shopping malls, internet, general, you know, high rates and so on. So we set it up for that, but also to put all our profits would go back into the community. So they'd go back into the high road area, local businesses, the public realm, anything really that would help our local community.
Now, touching on Chiswick High Road, what's going to happen here? What does the makeover look like?
So we've got a few parts. I mean, firstly, the market itself has helped to make over the high road, if that's the word we want to use. It's made Sunday quite buzzy and it's given rise to a couple of other markets. So we're only on the first Sunday, but then we also have an antiques and vintage market on the second Sunday. We have specialist cheese on the third Sunday. There's an application for a street food market. So Sundays have become really buzzy now in our area. And all of that brings sort of life and interest to the high road. And then one of the things we did was to replant all the flower beds around the market area. So they were all full of a few dying bushes, bindweed, rubbish. So we've cleared them out. We've planted them up. So already the area looks much better. And that's the immediate area around the market. But then further down the road, we've commissioned a charity called Cultivate London, who provide training for young people, apprentices in horticulture. So we've commissioned them to do a whole load more of the flower beds further down the high road, which is good. You know, it makes the high road look much nicer, but it's also good training for the apprentices. They get a little project to work on, and then it's win-win. We're training our young people, we're creating gardeners of the future, and we're making the high road look nice. So that's in terms of the physical sort of the flower beds, in terms of actually planting, greening up the high road. But we've now got a really big project to try and revitalize the whole public realm of the marketplace area. So the marketplace is right in the middle of the high road. It's exactly the center of the community. And it was all laid out in the 1970s. It's all kind of falling apart. It floods when it rains. The walls are falling down, handrails are coming off, there's nowhere to sit. There's all sorts of things which were fine in the 70s, perhaps, but now not only is the infrastructure tired and falling apart, but also we need different things from our public realm. We need places to sit, we need greenery, we need rain gardens to soak up flood water, because we now tend to get very dry spells and then these almost monsoon-type showers. Our sewage can't cope, so we need to retain that water, use it to water plants, and then also let it go away slowly so it doesn't overwhelm our sewage system. So we've just launched a co-design initiative. So Flower Market team have commissioned a landscape architect who's not from the area, so he's looking at it with a fresh eye, Luke Graysmith, and he's drawn up some proposals for how we could make our high road really special with greenery, with benches, with more stylish street furniture, get rid of some of the old street furniture. There are all these electric cabinets and old phone boxes and bits of stuff that were just put there and left there and just exist now. They're just sort of left there catching rubbish. So we launched that at the last flower market on Sunday, and we're inviting people to look at the proposals and then give us their proposals as well, so that we end up with something that should be the sort of best possible plan, which we will then give to the council. The council is interested in this idea that sort of comes from the bottom up. So it comes from the residents themselves rather than being imposed sort of top down. Hopefully that creates a really well integrated, well thought through, green and interesting proposal. So that's what we're working at the moment. We've just launched that and we're asking people to respond over the next couple of months. And then we'll draw all their suggestions together. So if they've made good ideas, we'll integrate them into the proposals. If we don't like the ideas, or if the ideas are are not practical. We'll park them. I mean, we'll publish them, but we won't integrate them into the eventual proposal if we don't think they're practical and can work. And then we'll present that all to the council, and hopefully we'll end up with a really exciting new town centre.
And what does the timeframe kind of look like for this? When are you hoping that it's going to get approved and works are going to start? And how long do you think it will take to complete?
We're running our co-design for 2 months, so that's July and August. Then we'll integrate the suggestions, so that hopefully will be another week or two. And then we'll send that off to the council. The council will then take a look at the suggestions. They've already had a look at the suggestions so far. We've already talked to all the different officers, the transport, the regeneration, the police, the tree surgeons and so on. And so hopefully they can then adopt our proposals, and they will then get them properly costed, properly drawn up, put them out to public consultation, and then hopefully they can be implemented starting next year. I mean, of course, the big issue is funding for a proposal like this. Nothing is cheap. All the councils are short of funds, but they have to do something with the bits that are falling down. There are walls that are crumbling that have already got safety barriers around them. So they have to do something. Also, there are community infrastructure levies and Section 106, which are little pots of money that come your way when there is building work in the area. And on Old Market Place, there is a huge ex-police station, which has been sold and is going to be turned into a development for assisted living for old people, which we're very excited about. I think having flats for older people right in the centre of town is great, but it does mean that there is some funding available. Then there's some funding for flood prevention, which hopefully can also go into the flower beds because they'll be installed as rain gardens to collect water. And then we may have to fundraise some more. So I'm hoping that we're looking to start work next year. And the idea would be to redo the old marketplace at the same time as the redevelopment of the old police station, so that there's a minimum of dust and building works. And then it will all come together nicely over the, say, in 3 years, we should be there.
Well, it sounds like you have lots of exciting things to come. Just going back to something you mentioned earlier, you said Chiswick Flower Market is putting money back into the community. How are you doing this?
We've paid for plants to replant the flower beds that had no flowers left in them. We've commissioned Cultivate London to replant several of the other flower beds elsewhere on the high road, and we're paying for them to look after them for the next 2 years. So one of the problems with planting trees or planting flowers is that it's all very exciting putting them in, but then what happens? So we're actually paying Cultivate London, which is this charity that trains up young apprentices in horticulture. We're paying for them not only to plant the flower beds, but also to look after them for the next 2 years. We're also helping the local businesses. So one of the ways we've done that is we've set up a collective, British Flower Collective, where we help small local growers to bring their produce, their plants, or their flowers to market. We man the stall, we run the stall, and they can bring small quantities. If they don't have enough flowers to have a whole big stall, they can sort of dip their toe in the water and learn whether their product works, learn whether their business model is going to be successful. So we're actually terribly proud. We've started off, we're doing that at the moment for British flower growers. So we're really encouraging small local flower growers to bring, even if they only have small quantities of flowers, to the market and get a taste of how it works, whether their flowers sell, how much they should sell them for, and then go on to create, to plant more flowers and more plants so that we can sort of nourish our local flower industry and not be flying stuff in from Kenya and Holland all the time. So that's kind of local environmental issue. But also, we're supporting local businesses. So we're actually extremely, this is working really well. So we had Cayley Brothers, who were mushroom growers based in Hammersmith, which is a mile away. They brought their special mushroom kits to market last year. And at Chelsea this year, they won a gold. And we've got another lady called Holly. So she's got a business called Holly in the Gardens. And again, West London based, local based. And she's just won gold at Hampton Court yesterday. And all these people have started at the flower market. So it's a real way of kind of, they can dip their toe in. It's not very expensive to do a market stall once and see how it goes. And these two businesses are flying. Another one was started during COVID. They had two guys who'd worked in the airline industry. They started with a pop-up houseplant stall at our market, and now they have a shop in, I think they have a shop in Chiswick called Urban Tropicana, which is very successful. And they have a second one in Northfields in Ealing. So again, these are three local businesses that started with us, that were sort of incubated with us, and are now flying. And so that's also part of putting into the community.
Absolutely. Well, I know that the Sunday flower markets are very popular. Do you know how many visitors you get?
Well, we estimate that we have upwards of 8,000 people coming to our markets. We're not counting them with a clicker, but extrapolating up and counting for certain amounts of time, we estimate that we have between 8,000 and 10,000 people every Sunday.
That's absolutely incredible. Final question. Obviously, you said Chiswick Flower Market was set up nearly 3 years ago. Now you're 3 years in. What is your kind of long-term goal? What are the plans and vision for the future of Chiswick Flower Market?
We will be three this September. We will be 3 years old this September. We had an extremely tough start. It was a real baptism by fire. I mean, not only did we not know how to run markets, we're all local people. We're a financier, a writer, a surveyor, an estate agent. We're all different professions, but we'd never run a market. So we had quite a steep learning curve. We now know what we're doing. We now know what works. We may expand the number of stalls. We don't use the entire space that which we've got a license, so we could expand, which would be exciting. We would like to attract more people. We have 8,000 people, but we reckon we could hold 15,000. We want to do more. We want to improve the actual public realm of Chiswick, and we want to nourish local young businesses. We want people to buy lots more plants so that their houses and their gardens and their flats and their balconies and their windowsills are absolutely popping with greenery. And I think we want to see where it goes. And we want to make the public realm lovely. And I think we just want to improve. We want to keep learning, keep it fresh. And then hopefully, like Columbia Road, 150 years later, Chiswick will be known as the green centre for West London. I think we're already hoping that we're becoming the horticultural centre for West London. And I think it would be great if that has longevity. At the moment, we still run it ourselves. We're still so proud of it and so excited that getting up at 6 a.m. on a Sunday is still a novelty. I can see that as the team get older, that might become less of a novelty. But then by then, we'll have the financial resources to pay someone to run it. And it should just get bigger and better.